USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus vaccine manufactured by Pfizer is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration, with rollout expected as quickly as 24 hours later. The head of Operation Warp Speed believes that we could begin to see the vaccine's effect on COVID deaths by January. Dr. Moncef Slaoui tells CNN that all healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities should be able to be vaccinated by January, with the entire high-risk population in the U.S. immunized by March.
There are, of course, many other people, unfortunately, that have comorbidities, that live outside of care facilities, that it will take more time to immunize them. By the middle of the month of March, we should have really covered most of the highly susceptible population, about 100 million people.
President Trump's personal lawyer has tested positive for the virus, the president tweeting the announcement that Rudy Giuliani had tested positive. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A deal may be coming together for a coronavirus stimulus bill, but the plan that will be released on Monday won't contain another direct payment to Americans. The initial stimulus bill contained a $1,200 check for most Americans, something negotiators say will not be part of this new bill. Senator Joe Manchin says the stimulus bill is something that has to come together. The West Virginia Democrat told NBC's Meet the Press that many lawmakers felt that many Americans still need help getting through the pandemic.
After the election, we started coalescing around how do we move this forward. And we looked at basically everything that was going to terminate at the end of December. The lifelines that people were depending on, whether it be food assistance, whether it would be shelter, whether it be health care, whether the necessities that people have, child care that's needed to try to get our lives back. All the things were going to be eliminated, Chuck. And we said that can't be done. We cannot allow this to happen. Democrats and Republicans came together, and we're moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A new stay-at-home order in California is getting some pushback from some of the state's sheriffs. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's instructed the department not to enforce lockdown violations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Early action in the NFL today saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts top the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needing overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. And the Saints pick up their 10th win of the season over the Falcons 21-16. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.